Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
It is.
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Carlene. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, mainly is what is it going to cost me a lot and how does it work?
Yeah. I'll definitely be able to dive into the pricing, but we like to customize the marketing so it works for your business specifically. So pricing is going to have a little bit to do with what we need to do in order to get you to where we're trying to go. As far as the placement, there's only three guys that show there on the first page if you type in Handyman in Fairview or surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. And we just have one spot open. That's the major benefit to you in this call, is that we have an opening. You know, usually when a spot opens up, Google creates a list of companies like yours that they feel might be eligible. And then we go down it and we're just looking for one guy to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, we're closing out the entire category for the county. So we won't be able to work with any other handymen. Does that make sense?
Is that for the county or for the city?
It's for the county, actually. It's not just for Fairview. It's for, well, actually, so the way it works is they send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And that's how those guys get that little red dot on the map there. When you receive it, there's like a five-digit number we get from you. And then you could cover up to 40 miles from where you receive that PIN as a radius. So it's really not just Williamson County. I mean, it's surrounding counties too.
Sure.
Yeah. But you could shrink it. Sometimes we sign guys up and they're like, hey, I don't want to cover the full 40 miles. I like to keep it within 20 or 15. So that's why I was telling you the price does vary depending on what your specific parameters are, right? If you say, hey, I want the full 40, then we got to put you on a different package than if you're saying, hey, I just want to keep it within 10 to 15, right? So it just depends.
Right.
But either way, we don't charge you per lead or click or call for these placements. You know, you cover that full ground. Anytime they type in one of the services you provide, they'll be able to see you as a top option. And if they pick you and call you directly, that's, you know, your lead. That's between you and them. We don't get into that. We don't charge you for that particular click, call, or lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, should save you some money if you're doing lead generation now. And it looks like when I just did a quick look up on your business name, and it looks like you're doing some pay-per-lead services now.
Yeah, well, I really haven't done anything with Yelp yet. I don't know that I am. And then I've done some stuff with Angie/HomeAdvisor. But I've just got a $200. I've limited myself to $200 per month for those because I wanted to see how it was going to work before I spend any more.
Right. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's usually the route you want to go, is you go month to month and kind of try things out and find out what works specifically for your company. You know.
Yeah, they tried to just sign me up for a $700 free. I said, no.
Yeah, you got to be leery. Or they ask you for a contract before you try it, too. That's kind of like big red flag.
Well, I mean, I don't have a contract with them. I can end it at any time.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. It's like a woman asking you to marry her on the first date. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you could do anything with that, Chris, then I know you'll love being on Google. A lot of the leads that they sell come from their own Google advertisement that they're doing in the area. So they do something very similar to this to get those leads, but their leads do get sent to a couple other guys. It doesn't just go to you. And they charge you a lead fee for each one, you know, whether you get it or not. With this, we don't charge per lead or click or call, and we don't sell the leads to your competitors. We're not putting you on our site and then putting ourselves on Google. You know, we're just listing you independently up there. So they'll see Simple Service Handyman with your own Google page, your own website. You know, they call your phone number from there, and you guys can take it up with each other from there. And that's what most people do nowadays.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get my Google business page up, but they keep suspending me and giving me some ridiculous reason that it's not posted, but they never tell you what it is that you've entered. And I'm like, well, you can't get a hold of anybody to talk to them.
Usually it's their name, address, phone number, and website. And when business owners need help clearing those discrepancies, they usually put you on our list to contact you, like we're doing now. We're partnered with Google. They record all our conversations. They oversee our operations. If you look up Local Splash and you look up Google, we're right next to them. We're a little building right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that we would get you unsuspended right away. But the benefit to you in the call is not so much just getting you unsuspended, building a website. Those things are good and they'll help you. You know, people want to look you up and make sure you're a real business before they hire you. So I'm not going to downplay the significance of that. But for us to be able to put you on the first page, that's the real money maker. Because 90% of the time when people search on Google, whether it be Handyman or one of your other services, they're not going to page two. You know, they're going to these top guys with their reviews up there, their website, they review it, and they start calling people for help, you know. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look or make their decision. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Yes.
Okay. So as far as cost, okay, let's get down to the meat and potatoes of it here. I'm going to send you a text message. Actually, I already sent it over 2 minutes ago. When you were transferred over to me.
Let me take a look here. All right, I got it here. I'm pulling it up. Okay.
Okay. So if you scroll down, you'll see a couple of different packages and pricing structures underneath our Google partner credentials there. And you'll see some big numbers. I won't lie to you. It's not the cheapest thing. But it is the best thing that you could do from a marketing perspective. And then as I was mentioning, you know, the prices are going to vary based on your specific needs. But what I was thinking I could do was put you on our Platinum Bundle. That's the most popular. It's down at the bottom there. And it's advertised at $5.99 month to month. I was thinking that I can reduce the rate to just $2.99 as part of what's called a new in business credit. Because my rep said that you started the company in September of 2024 during her pre-screening process. So we like to incentivize the newer businesses. In order to get things rolling, usually it's vital to a lot of the newer businesses anyway, but you guys are working with a limited budget oftentimes. It's not like you already have a pipeline of business established. Obviously, it'll get you that pipeline of business to get going, and it'll pay for itself, but I know the initial investment is usually the hurdle. So I'd knock it down to $2.99, and then I could lock you in at that rate month to month. So as long as you guys want to continue to use the service each month, it'll stay $2.99. Now, in that package, it's not just the Google Places placement that you're getting. You're getting on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones and Androids. It's a completely separate submission to be on the mobile devices, but we cover your bases there too. We'll build you your own custom website design or optimized landing page is what it's called in there. And so that's a part of the service. You'll have your own website where we buy your domain. We host it for you, build it, maintain it, do all the content creation with your input, of course. And then that's attached to your online listings. And then we also do a popular directory submission that'll put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You know, you have Facebook ads in here. I mean, the reason this is designed for a new business and the reason we do this is because sometimes when you start a new business and you start working with them, you find out that, you know, these guys do better on Facebook than they do Yelp. or they do better on Bing than they do Amazon Alexa devices, right? With a package like this, we're able to throw everything at the wall, so to speak, and have very definitive answers on what's going to be the long-term solution for your business. And then we can kind of whittle it down and focus on the things that are going to generate the most traffic and be most effective for Chris and Simple Service Handyman. So, you know, this package, it's locked in at that rate. Like I said, just $299. We're going month to month. You know, there's no long-term contract or commitment on your part. And then there is an app and a tracking system that we'll be able to provide to you that'll allow you to keep track of every single lead, click, call that we've gotten for you throughout the month. So that way, if you're using another service like Home Advisor by Angie's, and you want to compare it side by side with what we're generating for you, you'll have clear transparency on what came from us and what came from the other services you're using. And then you can evaluate it from there and kind of pick what's going to be your long-term solution.
Yep.
But
no,
I can tell you, you'll love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, I mean, I've worked with a lot of people who've used that. When I started working here, they were called Service Magic back in the day. They weren't even Home Advisor yet.
Well, I guess one question is should I do this? How long does it take to set up? And then how long before I start seeing or getting phone calls?
Yeah. So I could set you up pretty quickly here. We create the account and I'll submit it to Google so we can get you unsuspended. There's a form that you got to fill out. It'll come over to you automatically when I sign you up here. And then we'll need to do an interview with you. Usually we do the interview same day or the following day to customize the campaign. And then everything has kind of a different timetable. So, you know, you'll start receiving calls from Facebook pretty quickly. Facebook gets up and running pretty quick. Yelp, Yellow Pages, the other directories get up and running pretty quick. The Google first page placement takes the longest, but it's really just dependent on how quickly we can do your client interview and get the unsuspension and the verification done. So I like to under-promise. You know, I'll tell you month two is going to be more profitable for you than month one, certainly, because we won't have to go through this whole setup process and unsuspension process and building your website process over again, right? And you'll just be able to reap the benefits. So I would say month one would be focused on just getting everything up and running. You know, if you're cherry picking the clients, you know, we should be able to easily offset the cost of the campaign and the next month of the service within the first 30 days. And then obviously moving forward, it's just going to get better as you go. You'll have a combination of reoccurring clients with the new ones consistently coming in. So I don't want to tell you it's a get-rich-quick scheme, you know, because that's not what it is. We're looking to build up all your online listings and try to find a solution for you that works where it'll work for us, too, and Google can ultimately work with you long-term, even though it's a month-to-month service. So we'll get you up and running as fast as humanly possible or as fast as anybody can.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge, you know, I want to know if this is going to be like – 4, 6, 8 month process to calls or
no. If we set you up today, I mean we usually quote 30 to 45 days, and that's under promising. If we get you up there sooner, usually you're happy. But the Google tells us to quote you 30 to 45, and then obviously we get everything up and running as fast as possible. Like I said, I've had Facebook ad campaigns up and running in 2-3 days, and guys have already gotten calls and offset the cost of the service for a couple of months before the next bill rolls around.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Website's about 3 to 5 days. The PIN verification letter takes about 5 days to get to you in the mail. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing. So to just say, hey, this is the date that everything will be done and you'll be seeing the full return on investment from it, it's kind of it would be inaccurate, you know, because it's just, I don't want to lie to you and tell you, hey, this date, you're going to have everything, you know what I mean? And even just having everything done, then you got to get the calls and actually close these guys and complete the jobs before you actually have tangible ROI from it. So,
right.
Yeah. But what I can promise you is transparency every step of the way. A professional company that's been in business for 20 years. We're the longest tenured Google partner in the country. So it's about as close as you can get to working with Google directly, Chris.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Apparently, if I got any other questions at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to continue to have questions. You know, obviously, I'll be your account lead. There's an account management team that's going to help me with the fulfillment of building your site and hosting your ads and everything. But as you have questions, you can always call in. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. We always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because they understand what they're paying for each month. So we like providing transparency.
Right.
As your questions pop up, you know, we want to have continued communication with you and make sure that you're successful with the services.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times before I'm able to sit down and look at stuff, what I call administrative stuff, this would
mm-hmm.
fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a chance to look at that until Saturdays.
Mm.
Do y'all have support available on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have 24/7 customer service. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because that's one thing I run into with, like, Angie Leads. I got a question.
Yeah, so
they
this
won't
is different.
On the weekends. I got to wait till Monday, and then by then, my mind's been going on to another job.
they don't care about you guys because they get paid anyway. Our services are month to month, and it's based on performance. So it's like we're not getting paid unless you guys are getting paid. And the whole point of us as a Google partner is to make sure it works, and you guys are getting paid so they can get paid. You know, so we're here for you. We walk you through it. I have guys that are 75 years old and won't hop on a computer, never hopped on a computer. And I work with them for the last 9-10 years consecutively. As long as you can answer your phone, you know, we'll get your phone ringing with qualified clients and then obviously try to generate good reviews. But, you know, we make the rest of it pretty hands-free and we're very transparent with you guys so you know exactly what we're bringing in each month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, you said $299 a month or that's just a setup fee?
No, it's $299 per month, month to month.
Okay.
You will see in the fine print there that there's a setup fee for the first month's payment. The setup fee is $299.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the initial investment, you know, you're going $598 and then it goes down to $299 each month. But I can get that reduced to just a one-time payment of $99 since that's what it's going to cost us in order to get the domain name. SimpleServicesHandyman.com for you anyway.
Right.
And then that'll be it for your setup fee. So today your initial investment would be $398, and then each month moving forward it'll be $299, and it'll stay there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be for the full platinum package, though. So in your service agreement, I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing right now, and you'll have everything in the platinum package bundle and your Google verification form. Okay. So let me create your account here. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number for Simple Services Handyman. And I know that there's a business profile here, the suspended one. It's saying this number, 615-202-7982. Is that still accurate?
That's it.
Okay. And the 7164, is it Bain Road? Is that still accurate address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But that's probably not something I would list out there.
Oh, I'll hide it for you. It'll still say Fairview, Tennessee, 37062, but
fine,
okay. We just need to make sure that's an accurate address where you could receive your Google PIN verification letter in the mail.
Okay. Yeah, because what I do, I don't necessarily have an office or a building to go to, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. We don't want them coming to you anyway. Usually a handyman service, you're going to them, you know.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And you spell it Chris with a K? K-R-I-S?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, my mother's name is Christy, like that, K-R-I-S-T-I.
Yeah.
And then what's your last name, Chris?
White.
Okay. And your business email address where I could send your Google verification form and a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing.
It's Christopher White.
Okay.
632. At Gmail.
perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay, that's good. Now, just for my own records here, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how computer savvy are you?
I'd say probably 8, maybe.
Okay, you're pretty good. So you're pretty responsive with your email and everything? You're okay with text messages?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I like to hear. I just got to double check. You know, sometimes you get these guys and we send them a text message and we're going, hey, there's a lead that called in, sent you a message a day ago, and it's a $20,000 job and he didn't see it. It happened recently. It was a roof job, and I'm going, man. And he has an office secretary that's supposed to respond to it, and she didn't. Luckily, they still got the job, but it just, you know.
Right.
I'd like to double check and make sure that's not
happening.
I
try to respond very quick.
Yeah, usually, you know, if you get back to them within an hour or so, because they're live calling you, you know, and they're usually searching
right.
at the time they call you. But they say that if you get back to them within an hour, you have about a 90% chance of converting that into a job, because they're already doing their due diligence and then they picked you and reached out to you. So it's kind of like they've already
right.
made up their mind. It's just a scheduling thing usually and pricing. All right. So I have your account created here. How do you want your hours of operation listed? There wasn't any on this Google Business profile here.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, huh. I don't see any.
I thought I had them in there. Oh, well, it's 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay. Maybe they wanted to verify address. Saying phone number's fine. There is a Simple Services in Tennessee, so I don't know if that might have caused them to suspend it. Okay, let me see here until we verified. Okay. 8 to 5. Oh, yeah, it is here. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday closed.
Yep.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris, and then before I secure any kind of payment with you, I want to set up a date and time for your client interview. I do have some times available today. I could also do tomorrow, any time between 9 and 6 o'clock Central Time.
Hang on, let me look at my calendar here. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Well, if we did it today, what time would it be?
Today I can do, let me actually pull up the calendar here. So I have a CT slot available between 5 and 6.
I'm tied up to the point tomorrow, or tonight. What about tomorrow?
I might be able to do it earlier. Let me see what we got here. No, it's locked. Okay, yeah, tomorrow I could do any time between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard. That's Central. That's Central Standard.
And then do I need to have computer access during this, or?
No. So during the client interview, Chris, they just want to know about, like, the services that you provide, the area that we'll be targeting with the Google advertising, as well as the other services. And then they'll also want to go over, like, the website and how you envision that looking so that we can customize it. So it's pretty simple. We've been doing this for 20 years, so they have, like, set questions. I think it's about 20 to 30 questions they'll ask you.
Oh, okay, because I'm 4 o'clock will probably be the best time because I'll actually be on the road at that time and I can talk because I'll probably most likely be sitting in traffic.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I've had guys do it on a roof, in a tree.
Yeah.
They put it on speaker, and I do this, I don't do that, you know. We just want to make sure that
right.
I'm not wasting your time or the person who's searching time. I want to make sure we're connecting you guys with the right opportunities. All right. So I'm going to lock you in here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment tomorrow between 4 and 5. And then we'll also text you 1 hour before the appointment just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know. I'll call you and we can reschedule.
Okay.
Okay, but I did text you my direct number and extension too, so if anything does pop up, just feel free to give me a heads up that way as well.
All right.
Okay. All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $398?
It'll be with a card. Hang on, I got to left it in the truck.
Okay.
All right, this is a MasterCard.
Okay. And now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Well, it's just under my name. Okay. That's the one I use for all my business stuff.
Okay. Yeah. The reason I ask is because I'm going to add Simple Services Handyman to the invoice. So when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you can just write it off as a business expense. They'll know it's for advertising. Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter in the mail?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready for you.
It's 5178.
5178.
Yep. 0577.
0577.
2847.
2847.
0670.
0670. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
August 26th.
August of 2026, and then there's a three-digit code on the back there.
799.
799, okay. And we do have a security question in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they call you, or vice versa, if you want, or if they want to make sure you're you. You have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Three mothers were maiden names.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Chris?
Fisher.
Fisher. Okay.
Spell F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Oh, never mind. Excuse me.
Yeah, C-H-E-R.
Fancy, huh? I went right for the regular Fisher with no C in there.
That's the German spelling.
All right. I got you.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and fix this for you. Okay, save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, this is an added form of protection that we send to you in writing with your receipt. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, you're on a recorded line here, Chris. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Simple Services Handyman.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Chris White, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but like I was telling you earlier, we see the best results if you can get back to the customers within an hour.
Yep.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, and that's fine. We're not telling you you got to leave anything. But the reason that your account's suspended, it could be because of any duplicates. Like maybe there's two Yelp listings or two Yellow Pages. I won't know until I actually get in there, but that's oftentimes what it is. Things that have to do with your business name, address, phone number. So I try to set you up with a package where you shouldn't need anything else after today. I try to give you all the bells and whistles I could and get the rate down for you so that way we can be like a one-stop shop. But if you are considering adding something else, just double check with us so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything that's going to cause another suspension or discrepancy. Okay?
Right. Gotcha.
All right. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we first sign up with our services, but it is month to month, okay? You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that. Actually, I want to run this by you. So you don't have to jump into this, but I'm just going to throw it out there because it is an option and it'll actually save you quite a bit of money. Right now, you're slated to pay $398. They said that if you do a 3 month prepay option on the Google advertising and the platinum package, I could do it for $700. They have a 6 month that you can do for $1,300 and they have a year you can do for $2,500. Each of those, I mean, the 3 months going to save you about $200 or almost $300 actually, because it'll only be.
I don't think I have the funds right now to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll start out with this month to month. And then what I'll do, I already sent you my direct number and extension. If you do want to capitalize on any of those, just contact us before the 27th day because it's set up to renew each month on the 27th day. And then I can adjust it for you. You know, we can always opt into down the line. It'll actually save you money when you do it that way. A couple hundred bucks here and there adds up over the course of the year. Okay. So the first month payment will be charged today. It's January 27, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for our platinum package bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 27th day, but it'll go down to $299 because the first month you just have that $99 setup fee. And then you're locked in at $299 moving forward. Again, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, just let us know before the 27th day so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment right now, Chris. Hang on the line with me. When the payment goes through, they're going to send you the automatic confirmations. So you'll get that Google verification form. You get a full outline of the agreement in writing, acting as your receipt. Even though it's month to month, we document everything, especially with the agreed upon pricing structures you're under. And then it'll also send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
Okay. So it should be about three of them coming in here.
Text or email?
Both, actually, unless you opt out of out of it when you're signing your service agreement. Yeah, that's why I was asking, how computer savvy are you? Or if you have any kind of like preference, do you usually want to text or email? You know, what's the best way usually to get a hold of you? Because we don't bug you too much. Once we got it all set up and running, we kind of back off and let you do your thing and we'll act as support. But, you know, if there is an emergency situation like a suspension, right, we want to get that uplifted as fast as humanly possible. So we want to know, hey, what's the quickest route to get a hold of you in case of an emergency type situation like that. We could be losing money.
Right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, the main thing is the Google verification form. We need you to fill that out in order to clear your discrepancies and get your account unsuspended. So that's huge. it's one thing when we tell them, hey, we're going to run this ad, but then they'll also go, oh, okay, you know, what was the reason for the suspension? So when you fill out that form, we already have all your information. So instead of having to bug you and sit down on the phone for hour, 30 minutes, you know, we could just tell them, hey, this is what he already submitted. We have proof of it all. He's licensed, insured, and everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I got one email here.
Hey, that one might be the subscription terms or an invitation to your client interview tomorrow.
No, I got that one. This one's, subscription terms, yeah.
Yep, that's the outline of the agreement. So you do got to sign off on that one. That has everything outlined in black and white that we're doing for you. It'll have the price, the billing date, cancellation, everything. And then the other one is the Google verification form. Oh, excuse me. I need to take a drink of water. But as long as you have those things and you feel comfortable being able to get through those, it's really just you sign that and then fill out the form. And we're basically good to go until tomorrow for the client interview between 4 and 5.
All
right. I want to make sure you got everything here. I want to make sure you're comfortable.
I only got two emails.
Okay.
Let's see and check the text here.
Yeah, they're automated, so sometimes it takes a second. It's not like I manually send them out. It just through our systems there, they get the notification that you're filling that spot, and then they auto-generate the agreement based off our call.
I know you send me, they sent a contact info.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's my direct line there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, is that the number that I'm going to see pop up if one of you,
for the client
somebody
interview?
In your company calls?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll come through the 877 line. When you look up our company, that's the number that's there, 635-6225, 877-635.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you'll see that. They'll always identify themselves, too. And then, you know, there's also that security question in there as well. So if you ever feel like, I don't know if this is Local Splash, you know, you can go ahead. What's my mother's maiden name? And we got Fisher down here. They'll be able to confirm.
Oh, here we go. I got two more texts here.
Yeah, there it is. Took a second. Let me make sure you got everything on our end. So initial invoice was sent successfully via email. Welcome email, and also Google verification. Okay, so it looks like all three of those came through via email, and then text message here. I see your username and password for your tracking system. I see the Google verification form is there. That's the link that says url.localsplash.com/Google, and then the terms. Yep, so you got all of them there, and then my direct number and extension and our original pricing page is there. So looks like you got everything.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. Remember, you have a team of people here to help you get through this and get everything up and running. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to call. Like I said earlier, our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what they're paying for and are able to see the value of it. But I will let you get back to the rest of your day here, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow. I got you scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you then. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.